Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce. There could be a few bleary eyes in the Novak Djokovic camp this morning, with the Serb waking up as Oz Open champion for a record 10th time. It follows his straight sets win over Stefanos Tsitsipas in last night's final. Now, if you watched the match, you might have noticed Novak going off at his box throughout it all. He's told reporters he probably wouldn't put up with that if the roles were reversed.
They tolerate a lot of things that I do to them, say to them, and if I'm in the box and a guy is doing that to me, I'll probably act differently.
Gamblers who leave kids unattended or borrow to feed their pokey addictions will be banned from gaming rooms under a new code of practice that will be introduced in one state. Clubs New South Wales will also have to ban suspected criminals from their venues to prevent them from using the machines to launder money. And New Zealand's new Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, is blaming climate change for the deadly floods that hit Auckland over the weekend. Four people died and dozens of homes were destroyed by the city's wettest day on record. Cameron Green is racing the clock to be fit just 10 days out from the first test against India. The all-rounder is still battling a broken finger. Meantime, Mitchell Starc will miss the series opener with his own finger injury. But Aussie coach Andrew McDonald says the quick is on track for the second test.
He's pretty much near top speed, which is staggering, really. The guard needs to stay on, so it's really protecting against the knock that would then re-injure that ligament.
And Brisbane is through to Thursday night's Big Bash challenger against the Sixers after a 7-wicket win over the Melbourne Renegades.